Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, joining us right now, a guy who does a great job covering the NFL, the Jets and the Giants for SNY, Connor Hughes. Connor, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
I'm all right. So what does this say? Before we get to the Giants stuff, the Jets trade for a cornerback in Jarvis Brownlee. Is that them admitting that Brandon Stevens stinks? Like, how do you take this?
No, I think they just need some reinforcements. I know fans are really high on AZ Thomas, but the fact is that the guy's a rookie. It's going to take time for him to get ready, and he was considered someone who was a bit raw coming in anyway. There's really not too much behind him. Stevens has been an issue. Sauce Gardner struggling a bit, and I think the Quincy Williams injury was a wake-up call that the depth can very quickly become a concern considering what the Jets are going to have to do now with him out. So I think they saw this as a guy who they, I'm sure, Muji did, had a pretty decent grade on a little bit ago. And so for a pick swap, why not give it a chance and see if he doesn't acclimate himself a little bit better to this scheme as opposed to the one in Tennessee. But you were just reading off the stats, man. The penalties are a concern with him. He's a handsy player. But the one thing that actually stood out to me, just doing very, very quick research before I hopped on here with you guys, Pro Football Focus is in no way, shape, or form the be-all or end-all of evaluating a player, but he received some pretty noticeably high marks as a run defender.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
77.7 mark last year, or 77.7 mark so far this year, 83.5 a year ago. Those are the Jets have been pretty terrible tackling. 16 missed tackles last week, 10 a week before that, 8 a week before that. So maybe at the minimum, he can be a bit more physical player and help with that.
Connor, how are the Jets planning, just to stay on the gym real quick before we hop over to the Giants and the Jackson Dart news that we've been talking about all afternoon, but with Quincy Williams now short-term IR, you talk about the tackling issues. It's even more compounded now. Is there a mitigation of this? What do you do?
Well, it's either going to be McCrary. I don't know, man. I mean, it's kind of an issue now. Like,
right.
Don't get me wrong. Like, Quincy's been struggling. It's been an issue for him this year. I think he's swimming a little bit in terms of elements of a new scheme, thinking more than just playing. Which, if you think when the Jets first acquired Quincy Williams, that was kind of what he struggled with early. Once he got the defense down and was just attack, 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 that's when you saw his athleticism and everything fly. Him over pursuing and things like that, it's a result of, I think he's in his head a little bit right now. But either way, he's still a talented player and he still makes plays when he's out there. They're going to miss him. Like, you kind of deal with the bugaboos of Quincy Williams, because you saw even the play where he came through and hit Baker Mayfield's hand, nearly forced a fumble. I mean, that's the stuff that he does. That's the good that unfortunately now they're going to be missing. It's going to be an absence, they feel.
No doubt. Quincy Williams is one of the better defenders. He's going to be missed over the next 4 weeks. Now let's get to this Dart stuff. Are you surprised that they made this move now?
No, I'm not. I thought at first, Ev, that it was going to be halftime of the Charger game. Like, if you would have asked me coming right out of that game a week ago, I would have thought, no, this is going to be one where they give Russell Wilson one more half. If it's equally bad, boom, then you go to him and he makes his first start against the Saints, second half. When we spoke to Brian Daboll via conference call, and he did not in any way, shape, or form commit to Russell Wilson, did not give Russell Wilson any form of a vote of confidence, that immediately was when the alarms went off and it became, okay, yeah, the quarterback change is coming. Because you don't act like that in a presser on a Monday when you know, like, hey, guys, this is week one, you don't know who your, or Monday of the game, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be. No. If they were going to commit to him, they would have done exactly what Brian Daboll did after the Commander game and say, Russell Wilson is our starting quarterback. So the moment that he was timid with that, it became, yeah, Jackson's going to be the guy.
Yeah, no, we heard the interviews that were going on. We heard that press conference and after the fact, and it was, well, we saw this after Washington, so we know that this is different, and it absolutely was. Is there a plan with Russ to move him or to cut him or to let him be the backup? Like, what is the best option here for Russell Wilson? Because there are some teams, like the Bengals we talked about a couple of days ago, that it could be needy for a quarterback. Is there a plan other than just him being the backup?
Right now he's the backup. I mean, I think that's what they're going to say is the plan until it's not the plan. I mean, Tiki, 10 days ago, the plan was to not rush Jackson Dart in there, and they were going to stick with Russell Wilson, and they didn't want Jackson Dart to play. I mean, that was literally the report that came out from Adam Schefter 10 days ago, and now Jackson Dart's the Giants' starting quarterback. And this is, what, 8 days, 10 days removed, too, from the 450-yard game that Russell Wilson threw. So things change. I think the fact that Jameis Winston is somebody that has been and has a significantly better relationship with Jackson than Russell does. I mean, you routinely see Jackson and Jameis talking. You routinely see those two guys around each other. That's not really the case with Russell Wilson. Winston's also under contract for next year, so he can be the Giants' backup next year. Russell Wilson is not under contract for the Giants next year. I think if anybody wants to make the Giants an offer, they're going to listen to it, and they could absolutely enact it, because Wilson doesn't really strike me as a guy who's going to be a tremendous, like, backup quarterback for anybody. I mean, he wants to start. That's why he didn't come to the Giants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Last year, he didn't want to compete for the job. That's why he did sign with the Giants this year, was because he was going to be handed the job. It would surprise me. I mean, look, he's going to say everything right when he speaks to the media on Wednesday and you know, say all the right things and sing all the right notes. But I think ultimately, I don't think Russell Wilson's going to be with the Giants significantly longer. And it would be surprising to me if he's on the team the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I know it's not fantasy football or the MLB trade deadline, but I look around and I see the Cincinnati Bengals and it's like, why would they trade for Russ? Or even the Vikings. I know Carson Wentz had one good day, but he's Carson Wentz. Like, there seems to be fits for Russell Wilson on the trade market, right?
Yeah. And if somebody else goes down, I mean, look, quarterbacks drop like flies right now. I mean, Justin Fields went down. We saw Purdy go down, although I know he's coming back. Guys go down, and yeah, I just wrote this in the column that I filed for SNY, is that, like, Russell Wilson doesn't make sense for the Giants right now anymore, because at 0-3, they're not making the playoffs. I mean, there's been five teams in NFL history who have made the playoffs after an 0-3 start.
Right.
You guys have watched the Giants this year. They are not going to be the sixth. Like, you know that. We all know. Right. They're not going to be the sixth.
Unless Jackson Dart Connor is the second coming of Pat Mahomes.
That could change things.
And they go 14-3 as the season is done.
Yeah, there we go. But the thing is that once the Giants are 0-3 and the playoffs are now a very, very big long shot mathematically, every moment that Russell Wilson's out there is meaningless. He's not the root of all the Giants' problems. I don't think Russell Wilson can't play anymore. It's not one of those things. I don't think he's very good anymore, but it's not that he can't play. But when he's out there, he's not making anybody better on the field, not really making anyone better off the field. So the time he's there, it's not doing anyone any good within the organization.
That's good perspective.
Get Dart out there now. Like, once Dart proved that he is not a liability, and once Dart proved that he is ready, every look that he sees from this moment on out is going to be invaluable to him. So that's where it's like, okay, yes, put Dart out there, play Dart now, because if the Giants are going to compete, sure, keep playing Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's the veteran. He'll see things Dart hasn't. But now you'll deal with the ups and downs of Dart when you know the playoffs aren't happening.
Yeah, so the question was asked, did you think that Jackson Dart was ready? And Dave's answer was the one he gave even when he was announced as a second team quarterback, that we wouldn't have him there if we didn't think he was ready. So you mentioned it at 0-3. This feels like it's the only way for the Giants to go. But when he became the second string quarterback a month or so ago, it almost felt inevitable at some point, didn't it?
Yeah, and I'll be completely honest with you, Tiki, that I genuinely believe that if the Giants had held an open quarterback competition, that if this wasn't something that was guaranteed to Russell Wilson,
right?
And I know this from talking to people within their building too, there are some that believe that Jackson Dart would have won it outright.
Yeah.
That if Dart was given an opportunity to win the starting job, Dart would have won it outright. I mean, look, the Giants were absolutely right to have Russell Wilson and Dart at the time of drafting Dart, because if you talk to countless scouts, executives, and most people shared the opinion of Dart that he was incredibly green coming from that Ole Miss Lane Kiffin offense, and he probably needed a redshirt year.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he got in the Giants building that he just started picking up stuff so quickly, and you realize, like, whoa, he might have played in that non-pro-friendly offense at Ole Miss, but that doesn't mean he can't play pro-style ball. I mean, he picked up everything lightning quick, and especially once the preseason started, you could tell the guy was ready. So I genuinely believe, and I know I'm not alone in this, that if this was an open competition, he probably would have been the guy. And once he was made backup, it was a very short leash on Russell Wilson. And honestly, Tiki, I think if Russell didn't do and play the way that he did in Dallas, you'd probably see Dart starting week three.
Mm. What do you expect? And we're talking to Connor Hughes. Giants get set to begin the Jackson Dart era on Sunday against the Chargers. What do you think this looks like? What do you think the play calling looks like? What do you think the Jackson Dart-led offense looks like on Sunday?
You know, it's funny. Ryan Dunleavy, who covers the Giants as well for the New York Post, he says this all the time, and it's so true. He's the first one that pointed it out, and once he did, I was like, you know, you're kind of right. When Russell Wilson was out there during training camp in the preseason compared to when Jackson Dart was out there, it was almost as if the Giants had two completely different offenses. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's Wilson, it's either chuck it deep, check it down, or get sacked. Like, that's what Russell Wilson does. Then Dart goes out there, and you see he's running with the ball. He's attacking the middle of the field. He's checking it down sometimes, but also being aggressive down the field. Like, there's just this energy and this excitement and this confidence that Jackson Dart plays with, and it is infectious to the play calling. It's infectious to the offensive line, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends. I mean, his personality brings that out of people, and I think you're going to see a bit more functional of an offense than what we've seen in a while. And something that I'm very curious about, and this is just me talking. I haven't spoken to anybody. This isn't sourced or anything. Dart is Brian Daboll's guy. He is. Like he is Brian Daboll's guy. He's the one he slammed the table for. Mike Kafka has been the one that's been calling plays.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Daboll on Wednesday or during the press conference just to see if now that, like, two of the three games, Kafka hasn't been good either. Like, he the same as Russell's been bad, Kafka's been bad absent that Dallas game.
Right, especially in the red zone.
Especially in the red zone. I'm curious if Daboll doesn't get more involved in the play calling now because of how hands-on he has been With Jackson Dart. I'm very curious if that's going to happen.
That's interesting.
I don't know. That's just me talking.
Right, Connor, that's interesting, though, because remember when the Daniel Jones, in the end of his era, he was asked that very question. This is 2 years ago, so before Dabes took the play calling over, and Daniel Jones diplomatically answered it, I know that it's Kafka's voice in my head, in my ear, right? Even though it may have been Dabes calling the plays. One more question from me, Connor. Evan and I were speculating about who made this decision. Obviously, it was ultimately in the hands of Brian Daboll. He's the head coach. But I think he probably actually had the conversation that he said he was going to have. Sit down with the staff, talk this through, and figure out what was best. Because as you just described, the offense is going to be different. Right, the zone read run game is not an option with Russell Wilson. It is devastating to defenses to have to plan for that. And so I think ultimately, as a staff, they probably agreed with this. Do you think that that's the case?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that everyone was ready to see Dart. I mean, it's just he's different, man. Like the aura. I think it's such like at this point it's kind of become a joke. Like who's aura farming all of that stuff, but. The way that I compare it is there's confidence and there's cockiness and there's confidence and there's arrogance.
Right.
And there's a difference. They're very similar when you describe them, but there is a difference in the way that it's carried out. Like when Zach Wilson was here with the Jets, there was a cockiness and an arrogance. It was kind of like, oh, I know and it rubs people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Dart's the guy that you can tell where he is. Everybody wants to be around him. And it's not inauthentic. It's not disingenuous. It is truly who he is. He's talking to the defenders. He's talking to the offensive guys. He's bringing everybody around him. Like, he's hanging out with everyone in the locker room, just casually talking to him. Like, he's the person, it's a silly analogy, but it's true. It's that everyone wants to be at his birthday party, but also Jackson's going to go to everybody's birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how he is, and it's who he is, and it's not fake. It's genuine.
Right.
And I think that just rubs off on everyone that when he's out there, there's his confidence makes everyone else more confident as well.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that because people will call and scream, and they already have done this when I compare, what Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen. And this is nothing to do because Josh Allen is a superior player and he probably always will be to Jackson Dart. I hope not, but whatever. From a personality standpoint, if you ever go to Buffalo and you hang around that team, as I've done a few times, that's exactly who Josh Allen is. And it makes me realize why Dabes, maybe personality-wise, was banging the table for him. Because it matters when you have a quarterback, regardless of race, background, position, the quarterback loves you, and they love him. That's what Josh Allen feels like when you go to Buffalo Bills camp. And Jackson Dart, in the short time that we spent with him, I know what you were saying, Connor. It's exactly what it feels like. He's cool with everybody, and that gives you the chance to be a great leader. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great leader, but it gives you the chance to be one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be an interesting time. Jackson Dart's debut, and hopefully the Jets actually win a freaking football game so Aaron Glenn can be right.
That's what I'm annoyed about.
What?
That's honestly, Evan, what I'm most annoyed about is I was very excited to have my flight to Miami at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday. I was covering the Jets Monday night. I was going to get in there super early, watch the Giants at 1, spend some time on the beach, maybe get a tea time. I see this announcement, and I just filed my expense back to SNY for a flight change to Monday morning. So there goes my dinner, my beach time, and my tea times all thrown out because of Jackson Dart. But
nice.
He doesn't have a fan in me.
Better be worth it. We'll see. Thank you, Connor. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Connor.
Connor Hughes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.